welcome back to this edition of the program. This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and my name remains Uchenna Four. We had slight problems, and the system got frozen as well, and we had to disengage. We simply had to disengage to make sure that everything is put back in order. We apologize for the slight break in transmission in the streaming of this program. We can categorically confirm that we are back on this program, and we are welcoming you once again. We are also talking with our sister Eberechukwu Anibuog earlier before this time around when this happened. And what we're trying to do now is to continue with this program, because we cannot stop. We cannot stop. Where we go to, back to Biafra land, to get some news headlines from there, and then come back to London to continue with this program. We will be gracious to our sister Rita Anibuog if she, as always, do what the Biafran people are expecting. Our sister Rita Anibuog is ably there with others, Chukabu, Sosito, Keke, Ikechukwu, and Ikechukwu, Enyago, Chioma Amaralis, and so many others who have been doing marvelously well in the direction we have taken to restore Biafra. We owe you a huge debt of gratitude, and we cannot underestimate the machinations of the enemies who are lurking behind. In spite of all this, you are holding your own. You are standing and raising your head. Have your heads above waters. And we are proud of what you are doing. Sister Vera, I don't know whether you are hearing me.
Yes, bro, I can hear you.
Right. Do you have any news headlines for us there, please?
Yes, bro.
Right, dear friend, people are listening. The world is listening.
All right. We are reporting from here, from Biafra land, that a pastor emerges new deputy governor of Enugu State. A pastor emerges the new deputy governor of Enugu State. We are also reporting that five people were killed today at Igbere in Bendelukwu government area of Abia State, as Ojuzo Kalu, the former governor of Abia State, declares his interest to run for Abia North senatorial seat in 2015 on the platform of PPA. Ebola, three quarantined in Port Harcourt as the Zoo government seeks 60 contacts of the dead doctor. Boko Haram tried to capture Bama, but were repelled. The Zoo army claims to have got some fighter jets. Boko Haram now is in control of five local government areas in Borno and five in Adamawa State. Nuhu Ribadu is cleared by PDP to run for governorship of Adamawa State. Catholic Church raises alarm over Boko Haram's occupation of Madagali Parish in Adamawa State. The governor of Imo State, Rochas Okorocha, declared interest to run for presidency in 2015. Can the transformation ambassadors of Nigeria continue their campaign for Jonathan 2015 presidential ambition when Boko Haram is fighting hard to capture more states in the zoo?
Yes, sister, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, and the Biafran people are listening as well.
Yes, like I was saying, the South-South town rally of PDP members, the PDP members are pointing accusing fingers on APC for politicizing Ebola virus disease, because APC says that Goodluck Jonathan should be held responsible if Ebola spreads in the zoo. These are some of the news headlines from Nigeria, from Biafra land.
Thank you very much. And from here, we have to augment what you have. We augment what you have from here, which is that we are reporting that Lagos State may emerge or a producing state next year. From our editorial comment, this is pointing to a propaganda. We are also reporting that Christian men have been beheaded by Boko Haram and women forced to become Muslims. And this is from eyewitnesses. The federal government of Nigeria, the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, has dropped the charges they have against Mohammed Abacha. They said it is in the national interest, says Adoke. There is also an article here. It was treated very well in the morning, that the British government should apologize to Biafra over genocide. Of course, we concur to this, and there is nothing other than that a people who have been meted with incalculable mayhem and injustice, the Biafran people should be given their pride of place in this particular world we are on, this particular planet Earth. Otherwise, the calamities that have been rocking the world will continue. We are also reporting that thousands have fled to Cameroon as Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists Boko Haram conscripts young men and women to fight Nigeria. Lagos State may join the League of Oil Producing States in the country by next year, with the expected commencement of production from the Aje oil field offshore Badagry, specifically the Yinka Faluwiyo-led joint venture has completed development planning studies of the Aje oil field and plan to proceed with field startup arrangements immediately. The partner said the final investment decision, FID, are expected in the near future, with first production expected at the end of 2015. Boko Haram gunmen have killed scores of residents in a Nigerian town on the border with Cameroon that they captured in recent raids, witnesses told AFP on Saturday. This is not a first-hand information or news from Radio Biafra platform. This is from a third-party news platform, and we are reading this for the benefit of our listeners and the wider friends of Biafra around the world, for this has implications for the Biafrans living in that particular zoo called Nigeria. The residents fled to Fotoko for fear of attack by the Islamists, despite being told they were only after security personnel and local vigilantes. They are now killing people like chickens, said Sidi Karimi, a Gamburu resident who fled to Fotokó on Friday. They started by selective killings and later went on a killing spree. Among those killed included the town's highest Muslim cleric and the head of its traders' union, he said. They threaten to kill anybody who refuses to leave the town. They say we don't belong, he added. The insurgents were roaming the streets of the northern town carrying guns and machetes, shouting, don't know whether somebody, yes, somebody is saying that my voice cut off. I don't know whether this is true or not. I need confirmation. We are also reporting that following sustained Boko Haram attacks in northeast part of the country, thousands of Nigerians have been forced to flee their homes, swamping towns in the north of neighboring Cameroon. Authorities said yesterday this came as Boko Haram terrorists for 3 days laid siege in Gamburu town. This is what we have reported, and we are saying that this is what they are going to do to anybody who do not listen, to all Biafrans who do not listen, who are still living in northern part of Nigeria. We are reporting also that the federal government of Nigeria has defended its decision to drop the money laundering charges against Muhammad Abacha, son of a former head of state, late General Sani Abacha, saying the decision was born out of national interest and not because of selfish motive as being insinuated by some Nigerians. A cross-section of Nigerians had expressed anger at the federal government's decision to discontinue the trial of the younger Abacha over the funds looted by his father, who was Nigeria's military ruler from 1993 to 1998. The Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice, Mr. Muhammad Adoke, explained government's position in his address to the Nigerian Bar Association annual conference, which held in Owerri, Imo State, under the theme, The Legal Profession in Nigeria. The minister pointed out that apart from the Abacha loot, the present administration had been very active in the tracing and recovery of stolen assets around the world. He explained that the settlement the federal government reached with the Abacha family, which led to the significant recovery of assets in foreign jurisdictions, was a fitting testimony to the strenuous efforts being made to ensure the sufficient disgorgement of the proceeds of crime to serve as deterrence. Adoke said, I am aware of the negative commentaries that the settlement generated from those who were ill-informed about the details of the settlement and the underlying imperatives in national interest. I, however, wish to reassure the bar that every aspect of the settlement was transparently conducted and the outcome was in the national interest. The settlement has received commendation across the globe and is being used as model for case studies on stolen assets recovery. Let me use this opportunity to call on our colleagues with a penchant for making unguarded and baseless statements in the media to always seek information from appropriate quarters before commenting on issues. And the question we're asking here is, why are these Nigerian government and their agents, why are they after Abacha? Why is it that they are only after General Sani Abacha because he is dead? What about the likes of Abdul Salami Abubakar, the likes of Ibrahim Badamosi Babangida, the likes of Muhammad Buhari, the likes of Obasanjo, the likes of the most wanted war criminal on this planet Earth, General Yakubu Gowon? What about the politicians, Atiku Abubakar, and the rest of them? What are they doing? If they are interested and indeed ready and sincere about fighting corruption. Why are they against Abacha? Abacha, who looted, yes, billions. Of course, we don't condone evil. But why are they after Abacha and his family alone? Is it because he is dead? This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, where we try as much as we can to do what we can this evening, because there are a number of things here, static as well as the network issues and freezing of our system. I will go to our sister, Ebere Chukwuanibok, to know what she has for us. Ebere, I don't know whether you're hearing me.
Yes, Broche, I am hearing you. And I just want to state here that let me not even go into the news headlines. Let me go into what is happening here. Because the things happening here are quite different from what we hear in the news. Quite different. I want to state this evening that we are in a state of danger. I don't know how I can describe this danger. In a state of danger, our people are busy fighting here in Biafra land, fighting among themselves over who will rule which state in 2015. And Boko Haram is busy, coming very, very close to us. As I speak now, they are very, very close to Akwa Ibom State. Very, very close to Akwa Ibom State. You know, no Nigerian newspaper, no Nigerian magazine, no Nigerian journalist will ever report it that Boko Haram has advanced to the region of Biafra. But I am telling you that these people are very close to us. And I assure Biafrans all over the world that if nothing is done in the next few weeks, these people will overrun us. These people will overrun us. Because the federal government, the Zulu government of Goodluck Jonathan, they are not paying attention to what Boko Haram is doing or what Boko Haram really wants in the Zulu or from Biafra land. What they are doing is campaigning for a country that they don't know whether Boko Haram would have of taking over the whole land come 2015. But God forbid. When I say God forbid, I am saying it based on the fact that I know that Biafrans all over the world are prepared. We are prepared to face our enemies, to challenge our enemies. Otherwise, these people are very close to us. They are very close to us. There is nothing they are not doing now. They have taken over everywhere. In Anambra State, for instance, they are the ones riding Okada, the motorbikes. They are all over the places riding Okada. This time around, they are not interested in bombing any part of Biafra land. That is not what they are looking out for. If they want to bomb, they would have bombed everywhere. What they are after is to hoist their flag to make sure that they capture as many states as possible, and they are advancing very, very close. Let us forget what we read in the news. Let us forget what we say happens here. Let us forget about the politics of this country. The thing that is glaring, the thing that is standing in our front is Boko Haram and their Islamic tendencies. These people are ready to overtake us. They are, their plans, they have they have so planned it very well that if care does not take, in the next few weeks, they will overrun us. Because the Mazobians are divided against themselves, because I know that our God, Chukwu Abiama, is at war with Uwazurike. And those of them who are really fighting Uwazurike, they are running to Achuzie. And Achuzie is already proposing for a Biafra state. Not again for the sovereign state of Biafra. Maybe in the next few weeks, what you hear is that Anambra state as a state is now Biafra state. Then what happens to Enugu state? What happens to Ebonyi state? What happens to Abia state? What happens to River state? What happens to Cross River, to Akwa Ibom? These people, the Hausa Fulani people, are using our people against us, and we are not trying to see it. We are not trying to see it. I am calling on Biafrans. Please tonight, I did not come here to read whatever news. I have come here to kneel again. I have come here to kneel again and to beg you, especially those of you in diaspora. Begin to think home. Yes, I understand. I know what you are doing. You are evangelizing the whole world. You want the whole government of the whole world to know that Biafra is ripe, that we want to go. But that will not give us Biafra as soon as we want to have Biafra. What will give us Biafra is for us to begin to demonstrate now, today, this minute, this hour. If we fail to start it from now, Boko Haram will overrun us. Our youths are afraid. Our men are afraid. The women cannot come out to fight. We are at the state of, I don't know how to describe it. I have said that in this second phase, I will not cry. But I don't think I can hold myself back. The soldiers are here. We are waiting for banana. We are waiting for Grand North. That is just what we are waiting for. Give it to us, and we'll defend our territory. If not, you will not come home to meet us alive. Even the Nigeria Army are at run. They are at run. The Nigeria Army is at run. They have run to Cameroon, and we are left with nobody. Boko Haram, they are here. They are here, Biafrans. They are here. We don't have money to buy whatever we want to buy to defend our territory. We don't have money to buy whatever we need to buy to defend our territory. But we have money. We have money to go around all the world. We have money to hold conferences all over the world. This is not what we need now in Biafra land. No. That is not what we need. Please come to our aid. Biafrans in diaspora, come to our aid. The Ohanaeze cannot help us. Uwazurike and the Masobians cannot help us. The governors cannot help us. Come to think of it, pastors are becoming the governors. Pastors are becoming the deputy governors in Biafra land. Pastors are taking over the political affairs in Biafra land. And the Islamic Boko Haram people are coming to take over everything. Please, come. Please remember that this is second phase.
Remember that this is second phase. Donate. Donate. Give us all we need. Give us all we need. No matter how small, let us begin to. Let us start to. Let us begin to. And let us start to. That is just what I want to tell Biafrans tonight. That is what I want to tell Biafrans tonight. Our men, I am begging you. Our fathers, I am begging you. Our husbands, I am begging you. Our brothers, I am begging you. Please do the needful. Do the rightful. Do the needful. It is now or never. It is now or never. It is today and not tomorrow. Let us not wait till 2015. Let us not wait till 2015. Because before 2015, it will be too late. Uche Mefo, I can't speak again. I can't say nothing again. Thank you and God bless you.
My sister, hold yourself. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. And of course, it is very instructive. Very, very direct message it was, not just to the to those who are against us, to our detractors, but to Biafran people as a whole, to the Biafran people as a whole. Let us take this call before we continue. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please, the caller on the phone. He is gone. Yes, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And, of course, we will continue. Our sister Rita Nibogu from Biafra Land now has given us much to chew, and she has just nailed it. Everything we are doing must be viewed with utmost seriousness. Let us see if we can take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello. Director, my name is Nilam Demago, calling from Dakar, Senegal. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. There is noise on the background. Can you please close the website you're listening from?
Okay, Director, all I want to say is this. We have had a lot of news. Director, I want to be at the war from this moment. I want to be at the war. I want to tell the war that my father fought, and he still is in
the
house.
What is happening on the background? Are you outside? Where are you?
And I will put my...
Can you please move away from where you are? There, where you are is too noisy. Too noisy. Are you listening to me or not? The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, HMSO.
Good evening and welcome to the program. Can we have your name, please, and where you're calling
yes.
from?
Yes, my name is Calistus Ifan Chukwu Anuru. I'm from Umunumo Amandoba in Imo State, Biafra Land. I'm calling from London here.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program and make your point, please.
Yes, my fellow Biafrans, I'm not here to comment on the news and whatever that is happening. What I'm here to comment is about our upcoming meeting that is coming on Saturday, the announcement. I'm here to make the announcement and to tell all of us that you can hear the voice of our dear sister Rita Anibog. So it is time now, please, everybody, we should hear this voice and adhere to what she is saying. They are there on the ground. They see more than we do. Please, 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 every Biafran, wherever you are, may her voice touches your heart. May you do the right thing that you are supposed to do. Please, everybody, every time this woman is commenting about the reality on the ground, this thing touches me. And I strongly believe that the same thing applies to each and every one of us. Please, may all of us do the right thing and deliver this our beloved nation that we are all aspiring to have. Please, you know that politicians are not helping, government are not helping, even individual criminals, they are not helping. Please, we are the only people that will help ourselves. Dear fellow, dear friends, I am pleading and I'm asking, I am begging that every one of us should do the right thing, especially on this Biafran Defense Fund. Please, 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 this is not a time of somebody cheating himself. Freedom is not free. You have to sacrifice something to obtain your freedom. And once you get your freedom, you will not even remember what it has cost you. Please, fellow Biafrans, help us to help ourselves. Biafrans in London, I'm making this announcement for my fellow Biafrans in London, especially North and South London. There will be a meeting of Indigenous People of Biafra, our London chapter, on Saturday, the 6th of September, 2014. The time of the meeting is 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. The date of the meeting is on the 6th of September, 2014. Venue, our usual place, the Salvation Army Nunhead, number 217A, Golden Road, Nunhead, SE15, 3RT, London. Direction, get to Old Kent Road, take bus 78 or P12 from Big Tesco, then stop at Salvation Army Nunhead by Golden Road. The nearest bus stop, for people who will be asking, the nearest bus stop is, the nearest bus stop is Bassett Road bus stop and Leiden bus stop. Salvation Army is in between these two bus stops, by your left, if coming from Peckham. So the contact, in case if you miss your road or if you want to get more information, contact Mr. Festus Anakwe, our coordinator, on 0740416 3215, or myself, Calixtus Anoro, on 0744 817 8394. May Chukwu Abiyama bless all of us as we attend this meeting. For more information, please follow us on www.biafranrestoration.com or www.radiobiafra.com or www.ipob.org or www.biafrantelevision.co. Thank you and God bless you, Uchemefor. God bless you, fellow Biafrans. God bless every one of us. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother, for that. Of course, every indigenous citizen of Biafra residing in London have heard what you said. And of course, we must not forget to urge everyone to do what is reasonable in the circumstance. The Biafra Defense Fund is very critical for the indigenous people of Biafra to carry out the set goals and objectives that we have already. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. What our sister, Rita Anibog pointed to us this evening is very, very important. We are concerned about a number of things coming out or coming up in this struggle. I don't know what actually is going on. The caller on Skype, please, can you give us 1 minute? The MASOP commanders visited Colonel Joe Achizie about 4 to 5 days ago as a result of the crisis in MASOP, and When they went there, according to the report we have, Colonel Achuzie said that he or they warned the Wazuke to drop the sovereign state of Biafra, to drop the sovereign in their agitation for Biafra, and to only use Biafra state or something like that. In other words, Biafra within Nigeria. That is what my understanding is. Let somebody correct me. The sovereign state of Biafra, if you drop the sovereign state of Biafra, then what are you? The sovereign in both connotative and its real meaning. Remove the sovereign and then there will support. Now they are, of course, we must not forget that Colonel Joe Achuzie is the Secretary General of Bilie Human Rights Initiative's Council of Elders. And they want to absorb mass of members who are aggrieved. That is an information from an inside source from Bilie Human Rights Initiative. They want to absorb mass of members who are decamping, and the only way they can do it is for them to ask MASOB to drop sovereign in what they are doing, that it is not sovereign state of Biafra, but it is something else. I don't know what they are looking for, and it baffles me that a lot of things will be happening in this struggle. Anybody can come up and come with it, with his or their own lexicon, all for and not for any other thing but for the Biafra restoration. A lot of things are happening. They said from Bilie Human Rights Initiative Council of Elders, they said that they excommunicated Radio Biafra, that they excommunicated Nnamdi Kanu from Biafra land, that Nnamdi Kanu and his followers are now excommunicated from Biafra land. They are just like taboos, and they will all be distancing from them. Nobody is going to come close to them. They are now taboos. And we are asking ourselves, what are these people talking about? Bilie Human Rights Initiative is a human rights organization made up of about 5 principal officers. And the so-called Council of Elders was single-handedly the idea of Director of Radio Biafra Nnamdi Kanu, on the understanding that the elders were now calling other credible elders in Biafra land. But lo and behold, it was the likes of the self-acclaimed barrister for Indigenous People of Biafra, Barrister Emeke Siri, who arranged everything. Now they are now saying that they are representing the Indigenous People of Biafra all over the world. The point is that, and the fact remains, that on no account and never had the Indigenous People of Biafra anywhere came together and authenticated and nominated and institutionalized the so-called Council of Elders to represent them. And Bilie Human Rights Initiative has never been appointed by anybody, by the Biafran people, the wider family of Biafrans, Indigenous People of Biafra all over the world, to represent them anywhere in court. And we are saying that the so-called Council of Elders, which was the brainchild of Nnamdi Kanu, was dissolved promptly and it was dead sometime last year. And with effect from that dissolution, made public on air by the director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and anybody whom Radio Biafra, anybody whom the Bileh Human Rights Initiative is claiming to be representing indigenous people of Biafra is solely known to them. If they have Council of Elders, it is the Council of Elders of the indigenous people of Biafra under or who associate themselves with Bileh Human Rights Initiative. If there are indigenous people of Biafrans or indigenous people of Biafra citizens or citizens of Biafra who subscribe to the goals and objectives of Bileh Human Rights Initiative, it is to them that whatever Bileh Human Rights Initiative is planning, whatever their policies and programs are, we affect. They are liable to them. It does not have any effect whatsoever anywhere on the wider family of the indigenous people of Biafra, because a human rights organization can never turn itself into the people of Biafra. The indigenous people of Biafra are registered all over the world in over 88 countries, of which you are one of them. We cannot allow this Biafra Restoration Project to see corruption. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello. Deputy Director.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, Mazuma, for good evening. I'm Mazu Obiora, J.K. Okole, calling from Missouri, Nogu State.
Yes, where are you from in Biafra land, please?
I'm from Olo in Tomoro. In the six of Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my deputy director. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. My name is Ucheme Four, and we are reaching you from London on this program.
Okay. Yeah, my presenter, I must give kudos to my able director, Nnamdi Kanu. I must say, God Almighty, Ichikwa Biama, a blessing for us. And you, and my able attorney of the law, Master Barrister, please, and other directors, the COC, and all the reps all over the world, I was so amazed and so gracious to Almighty Ichikwa Biama. For 30th of May conference, if it is, I will not be able to listen live, but after the program, I have to go to my internet, to my library, and download all the talks. It was so amazing. I was shivering seeing our glorious Biafra community. I must comment for all the people who are so solely behind us. The Bible said, many are called, for few they are chosen. I must commend my director. That the zeal that God Almighty and Chukwu Biama has given to him to pioneer this, that God, soonest, one of the things, God Almighty will make us to have our Biafra by the grace of Chukwu Biama. Thank you, Chukwu Biama, and continue having all the program. I don't have more to say, but just to commend the director and be over the whole handling things for us. Thank you, my official offer, and God bless you for us.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Of course, we owe a huge debt of gratitude to indigenous people of Biafra in Nordic countries for the successful conference that they held over the weekend. It is evident that the indigenous people of Biafra are able and always ready to do anything they set their minds on and their eyes on. And the only thing that is remaining is for us to do that which is central to the second phase of this struggle. The Biafra Defense Fund is critical for us to acquire all the necessary logistics to defend our fatherland and the Biafran people. We take this call. The caller on his on Skype, I think. Yeah, the caller on.
Hello, Uche. This is Choma Morales. I am back now here in Enugu. I am calling to sort of reiterate what our big sister, Sister Rita, has been saying all along. And I want our people to kind of sort of understand, like, how serious this is. Unless you come back here, unless you get to experience this on a daily basis, I don't think our people are understanding how serious this is. We are in a state of emergency. Every single day on Radio Biafra, there is news about Boko Haram advancing and coming close and taking over churches and doing everything, like, all around, and our people are still sort of silent, and they call and nobody wants to know what are we going to do. This is the second phase, but I don't think that people understand what that means. The second phase, this is not the time for us to be asking questions. This is the time to say, what are we going to do? The writing on the wall has already been written. All the signs are there, but our people are still silent. When I go on Facebook, when I see what we are talking about on Twitter, the conversation is not serious enough. Your people are dying. Maybe they are not calling you on the telephone every day to tell you they are dying, but they are dying. Just to get in the car, to go to a meeting to another state, to talk to our people about Biafra, that will sit in the car for 2 hours, get there to talk to people, and they keep saying, but what are our brothers and sisters in diaspora doing about it? We have done the rallies already. We have spoken to all our friends overseas. We have done the May 30th march. We have done everything that we can do. All we're asking now is for our brothers and sisters in the diaspora to do their bit and come and do what they are supposed to do, which is to help to contribute to this defense fund. This is very serious. I don't know if people want, if we need to get to a point whereby Boko Haram is going to come to all our individual homes and start burning things down for people to wake up. Every single day that I listen to Radio Biafra, I have to tell you that I get depressed. I get depressed because I don't think that our people are ready enough. I don't think that they want this enough. We talk about running Biafra today and tomorrow. How are we going to get Biafra if nobody's doing anything about it? The time for four pleasantries is long gone. I'm not here to be nice about the state of affairs. You want us to do this, and we are trying to do this. There are people on ground training, and these people need your backup. They need your support. This is not the time to call on air and greet everybody. This is not the time to call on air and talk about the things that is not going to help us to get Biafra. We cannot sit here and Boko Haram is doing whatever they can to establish their ideology and take over this country. And we just sit and we just talk and we just discuss and we just debate and we just argue and we just say and we pray and we hope and we wish. That is not going to get us Biafra. Action is going to get us Biafra. And I'm very disappointed because our men who should be pushing this, who should be championing this, who should be asking, calling every day on air, what are we going to do about this defense fund? When are we going to donate money? People call on air every day. They call the office lines. They call the studio line to ask for account numbers, but they never, ever get back to fulfilling their promise to IPOB. It is very bad of us. What is this how we're going to win a war? That we have to call on air every single day to talk about a defense fund that at this point every single Biafran in the diaspora, that should be your main priority. I don't care about conferences. I don't care about meetings. I care about what happens to my people, because I gave up everything to come here, to be with my people, to make sure that this Biafra that we are pursuing, this Biafra that we so believe in, this Biafra that we want to come, that it comes. Not because we are hoping and because we are praying. This is 2014. Today is September 1st, 2014. If you do not remember anything else that I ever say on Radio Biafra, remember that our timeline is dwindling and we are not doing anything. I am tired of the talking. I am tired of the back and forth. I am tired of the waiting. I am tired. I am sick and tired of our men not doing much, but just talking. We have to do something. This is very, very serious. When we go to the churches to talk to our people, people say, oh, God forbid. The God we serve will never allow Boko Haram to come. But they are coming, and they continue to come. And they will come in front of your homes, and they will burn down your homes, and they will burn down your houses, and they will burn down these same houses that you're trying to save in Abuja and in Lagos, and you will do nothing about it but hope and pray that God is not going to allow it to happen. God is allowing it to happen because we sit idly by, and we wait for these people to continue to kill us and subjugate us, and we sit here and we are debating and we are talking about what is happening everywhere else but in Biafra land. I am sick and tired of it. We have to do something, and the time to do something is now. I want to thank all the women who are doing everything that they can to make sure to even if it's just to ask questions about the affairs here in Biafra land. And men, I challenge you to learn from the women. Find out what is going on. Or otherwise, this Biafra that we are pursuing, we will sit here and we keep talking about it, and we will keep hoping about it, and we keep dreaming about it, while everything else is going down. There is nothing that is working here. There is nothing that is working here. I see five-year-olds that are on the road begging, and I ask myself, when did Igbos become beggars? When did we become a people with no shame? There are able-bodied people who could be fighting for Biafra right now on the streets, coming up to your car and begging for arms. When did Igbo people become so desperate that we beg? The time to do something is now.
Hold yourself, please. Hold yourself.
The time to do something is now. The time to do something is now. This is not the time to pretend. This is not the time to argue. If you want to help your country, if you want Biafra to come, this is the time that you do something. Biafra is going to come only if we do something, and the time to do something is now. If there is anything else that you do for the rest of the week, you ask yourself, not what Biafra has done for you, but what can I do for Biafra? Thank you so much, Uche, and I do still greet every Biafran that is listening to me this evening, wherever you are, and thank you so much for your continued support. And so I'll rest my case for now. Thank you so much, Uche.
Thank you, Chioma, for that. That is our sister, Chioma Malalis, from the Indigenous People of Biafra office in Enugu, our headquarters, saying it the way it is and not giving a damn. And that is how it should be. We here are talking about all sorts of things, debating and praying, waiting for God to come and do wonders for us. God does not work with lazy people. God does not work with lazy people. We have given in to spirit of stupor, spirit of cowardice, spirit of timidity. That is not the spirit of God. The spirit of God is that of boldness and courage in adversity. And we must all wake up. We must all wake up. God, who has given us good health, every enablement also expects us to take care of the lives he has given to us. He cannot come down from heaven to protect that life unless we move, we take a bold step of faith and put our faith into action to defending that life. That is the only time that God can actually do something. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, Deputy Director. Thank you, people, for the good work that we are doing for the entire people of Biafra. My name is Edwin Naozo. I'm calling from the Biafra land, to the Biafra Monitor Local Government in the Abuja State. Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Sir, thank you, people, for the good work that you are doing for the entire people of Biafra. You see, there is something that we are suffering a lot in this day. The AIC, NPA, and other media, they are not even longer reporting any longer the activities of Boko Haram in this day.
Because it's normal now. It's a way of life, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. They are no longer reporting it at all. I was speaking to somebody today, he told me that the Boko Haram they had too. I told him that he's not listening to the news. I told him that if you want to know exactly what is happening to the issue, let him listen to the radio Biafra. You will see that the thing is worse than that. I've been to tell him the story, what happened. That they already took over 5 states in the Benue. They took over 5 states in the Adamawa. I told him that the thousands of people flew from the Adamawa to Cameroon. He was surprised. Seeing that the person is not from the Nigeria. Sir, please, what is happening now is the thing is getting out of hand. If we don't know what to do. I feel in my heart sometimes when I listen to this radio Biafra, I feel like it's the only poor people like you that are listening to the radio Biafra. It's just the only poor people like you that are have hunger of this Biafra. Because I don't see that the people that are well-doing, that can be able to stand, to come out even their effective, to fight for this battle. We that are have nothing, let me depend. We sacrifice our life already. If they can be able to give us what we need, we are not mind to even to die. Because we know that if we die, our generation to come will join the privilege. They will join the thing we know, they will not suffer the same thing we suffer in this year. Director, Deputy Director, the suffering is much. You see, those that don't want us to go, there are all those governors, there are all those, there are people one way or the other in the zoo. They are worthy men. They are not lacking anything. In fact, I see that this Biafra really favor the poor people. That is the reason they are not even care at all. They don't even want to hear it because of their feeding themselves 2-3 times in a day. Some of them that cannot even afford a place for me. They see that Biafra is safe from the poor people. They don't want to take it seriously. Therefore, I want to say that this battle is success, not just only one. Because of those that the people that are fighting this struggle, they are strong. This is the so-called government and the organization, those that are working. I was listening to the news the other day, they say that even the so-called Igbos that are living in the local park, they are saying that they are not going to give up. They are not going to pack out. They will still live in the north. They will not allow to abandon their house or their whatever they are labor for. They see that this thing is just me that will benefit it most. Please and please, anybody that can know how to help, what to do or to go or to rent us money, because I know that we get this Biafra. All this nothing. So we can pay anybody. I think that's clear. I know that our people have money. They have money. They have money. But they can't even bring it out for this money. They are waiting for we poor people. They can see themselves 3 times in a day, 3 times. But we, there are some that cannot even see themselves just 2 times, 2 families in a day. Sir, please and please, those that are hearing the sound of my voice, hear my sister that are just finished talking. I believe, please, let them help us. I know that the people of Yama will not let them back. Now, please and please. So thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. There is no begging our people on what they should do. The most important thing on our part is to preach the good news of Biafra, say the way it is, and then move on. And there must be consistency in doing that as well. But it is an abnormal to come and start begging our people to do what they should do. If they want to kill those who are in Hausa land, in Fulani land, in other parts of the zoo called Nigeria, let them kill them. We cannot advise anymore. It is enough. The best thing is, the best experience is what we feel and what we see by ourselves. And the time has come for whoever wants to die to be helped, to be supported to die, and die woefully like animals, to die like animals on the streets of northern Nigeria. We will take this call. The caller on Skype, thank you for holding. Your name and where you're calling from. Before you continue, my brother, before you continue, please, can those who are calling Radio Biafra 1 on Skype, can you please call Radio Biafra 2 as well? Call Radio Biafra 2, please. There are so many calls coming in on Radio Biafra 1. Please, can you call Radio Biafra 2 on Skype? Radio Biafra 2. Thank you very much.
Hello, Uche. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Welcome to this program. And for the benefit of our listeners, can you give us your name and where you are, please?
Uche, thank you very much. My name is Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I live in Houston, Texas, but I come from Arondi Onyemobi in Uguta, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Uche, I just want to add to what you have been trying to enlighten us on earlier on, because we have a saying in Igbo language that there are people who are tuning into this radio station for the first time today, and they are those who are relatively newer. For instance, the young man that called yesterday he happened to call from Connecticut, because he didn't tell us the state, but we have made our underground information. We found out that he called from Connecticut, and he was just listening for only 2 weeks. And he mentioned this university I attended to in a very disgraceful way of his performance.
That is terrible.
But, yes, but I don't want to go into that. But my point here is that I'm trying to say is people who are listening for the first time today, those who are new, and those who have been listening for a long time, but they do not have the historical facts, they do not have the background information, I would like to enlighten you this evening. A couple of years back, and Uche, you know this story very well, a group of professionals resident in the Western world, United States, United Kingdom, Sweden, Austria, they came together and decided to form a body called Biafra Liberation in Exile. And they got it registered abroad, and they were having their meetings and getting organized. and he occurred to them that they have to have a presence in the Islamic Republic of Nigeria. And how will they do that? They thought for a while. After brainstorming, they came up with the idea of not bringing the word Biafra as it is, but using an acronym so that they can get registered with the Corporate Affairs Commission in Abuja. And so what did they do? They came up with an acronym, with an abbreviation, BILIE, which is now called BILIE. BILIE is an abbreviation of the word Biafra Liberation in Exile. I repeat, for those who do not know, for those who are listening for the first time, for those who do not have the historical background, that BILIE is an abbreviation of four words, Biafra Liberation in Exile. So they went to Corporate Affairs Commission and they had to manipulate and doctor their constitution in order to make it acceptable for registration at Corporate Affairs Commission. So
yes, my brother, sorry, before you continue, the Bilier we are talking about is still the Bilier you're talking about, but they went and registered Bilier Human Rights Initiative, and then they are also calling it Bilier, according to the so-called self-acclaimed barrister for solicitor for indigenous people of Biafra, they say that Bilier now is come and belong or something like that. Come and stand up.
Stand up, rise. Stand up.
That's what
rise.
They said. That is what they used to register it. In Nigeria, they are afraid of saying that they are Biafrans. They registered come and stand up. Bilier Human Rights Initiative. That is the acronym. The Bilier, as you're talking about, is Biafra Liberation in Exile. And what they registered as the human rights wing is Biafra Bilier Human Rights Initiative. And the Bilier there is, according to the self-acclaimed solicitor for indigenous people of Biafra, he said it is stand up. That was how they deceived the Nigerian authorities. And today they are saying that they are registered, the Nigerian authority agitating for Biafra. Amazing. Go ahead, my brother.
Yes, that's you have come to my point, because when you look at their membership application form, which I have published it on Radio Biafra London and Facebook page and other pages, in the application form they are claiming that they are registered to adjudicate for the Biafran people.
Yes.
In meantime, their constitution, which they presented to Corporate Affairs Commission, they said they are open to every citizen of Nigeria. There was no way in their constitution where they stated that they are fighting for the restoration of Biafra or for a Biafra independence. Nowhere there. And the official document they sent to the Corporate Affairs Commission is their constitution. So the question now is this: which one are we to believe? Are we to believe your constitution, which you sent to Corporate Affairs Commission? Or are we to believe what you wrote on your membership application form, whereby you stated that you are fighting for Biafra independence? So, you see the deception there. There is a grand deception there. Now, going further, like you said, Nnamdi was kind of naive to their plans, and he went ahead, constituted the Supreme Council of Elders, and and hooked them up with these Bilier people, and now they turn around, they are claiming that we have indigenous people of Biafra, the government headed by the Supreme Council of Elders. I do not know, and I have not seen, and there is nothing written of any occasion where the people of Biafra came together and nominated certain individuals and called them Supreme Council of Elders. I've been looking for that document, and I don't know if anybody can oblige me with that document where we had a conference, where we had a referendum, or where we had an occasion where Biafrans from all over the world, or even from Biafra land, came together and said, okay, we, the people of Biafra, from today, hereby do nominate the following person as Supreme Council of Elders. I have not seen that, and I'm waiting for somebody to give me that document. That's number one. Then number two is, if you say that you have indigenous people of Biafra, then you have to show us a document constituting indigenous people of Biafra. Let me give you an example, Uche. Here in the United States of America, we have a certificate of incorporation. Just like Belize have their own certificate of incorporation from Corporate Affairs Commission, I give them that credit, they are registered. But the point is, IPOB that they are claiming that there is a government, where is that body registered? Where is their certificate of incorporation? In other words, all I'm saying about the summary of this is that some people are playing tricks, and they are using it to poison the minds of people who are some of the people that are with us in this struggle. I am therefore using this opportunity to beckon on all well-meaning Biafran and friends of Biafra and governments all over the world listening to my voice this day, the first day of September 2014, to please distance yourself from this group. They started on a false foundation. They falsified their name. They have conflicting documents in their membership form and in their constitution. Therefore, they are a bunch of deceptive group of human beings. I sincerely and strongly urge people to stay away from them. Otherwise, they will put everybody in jeopardy. Uche, this is all I have to say for now. I don't know if you have any question for me. Thank you.
Before you go, I want to also add here that Bile Human Rights Initiative says that they pay allegiance to Nigerian constitution, that they believe in the rule of law of the Nigerian state, and they have actually gone to seek protection for the members, and they are there claiming that Radio Biafra and the indigenous people of Biafra are ostracized by the so-called Council of Elders. As a matter of fact, when Director of Radio Biafra Nnamdi Kanu was nominating these people, the intention was that when they are constituted, they have to reach out to the other elders in Biafra land and bring them in for proper consultation and commencement of the things on the ground. But there was also a caveat here. We were aware when they were going to court, but we argued behind the scenes that court case cannot give us Biafra. That unless we have hardcore political maneuvering, everything must be on the table, and that everybody must be accommodated in this struggle. There is no way legal battle or legal process against Nigerian government can give us Biafra. We opted to say that those who are well versed, who like confrontational approach, should be allowed to go ahead. Those who are diplomats should be allowed to go ahead. Those who want to continue demonstrating to Biafra comes should be allowed to go ahead. Then those who think that it is through legal method, let them be going. But everything must be put on the table. Now, we signed an agreement based on all this, that Bile Human Rights Initiative will be supporting the effort of Radio Biafra, and Radio Biafra will be sensitizing the world. After signing this agreement, the operators of the Human Rights Initiative hijacked the document and now said Radio Biafra is working for Bile Human Rights Initiative. We, on principle, dissociated ourselves from Bile Human Rights Initiative because they insisted that they must get Biafra by legal method, and we are saying that we cannot get Biafra by legal method alone. We have other areas, platforms. We must confront Nigeria. We must do other diplomatic maneuvering. We must apply hardcore international politics in this. We must go everything, every avenue that should give us Biafra must be employed. Whether violence, whether peaceful talk, whether anything, everything must be inclusive. They said, no way. And that is one of the reasons why we parted ways. The second is the agreement that we signed that they reneged on. And today they are going about saying that indigenous people of Biafra who have presence in over 88 countries are ostracized, and that they are the people with their council of elders, about four or five so-called elders, that they are the people leading the Biafra government. The question is, like you have asked, who among how many Biafrans and pro-Biafra organizations nominated these people to represent Biafran people? Your guess is as good as mine. It is Bile Human Rights Initiative after the dissolution by Nnamdi Kanu, the director of the Biafra, who actually appointed these people, that Bile Human Rights Initiative decided to go ahead with these same people, and they are playing these dirty cards, and the so-called elders, with respect, are dancing to their tune. They are being used, but they don't know where they are going to. And now the fault started. They went to national conference, and they were afraid to mention Biafra. If you ask them, they will tell you that it will jeopardize the case in court. It will jeopardize the case in court. That is why they didn't mention Biafra. But Arewa, Yoruba people are there saying everything they wanted to say. They are there. They were there sleeping their heads off. They were afraid to mention Biafra. And they said that it is only through the rule of law that Biafra will be restored. Nowhere in this world has the oppressor given the oppressed justice and independence and freedom in its own law court. It can never happen. And these people are there saying all sorts of things. What we are trying to say in essence here is that they are playing all the dirty games. They have made a number of petitions to Nigerian police, to the Interpol, to United Kingdom authorities here, all in the bid to arrest Nnamdi Kanu or to arrest Uchebefo for no reason. I don't know what they are doing. They have failed. They have failed, and they will continue to fail. It is very unfortunate. They are now saying that they want unity. The one unity, that those ostracized should be called back into the fold if they believe to be under the Human Rights Initiative. That is ridiculous. My brother, for me, it is all-out war. If there is no war in Biafra, then Biafra will not be restored. That is my own opinion on this.
Uche, before you disengage. Which, are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
Let me just quickly finish up because I know I've stayed long on this call. Another thing I would like to add is, if you remember, they went about discouraging people and making all kind of allegations about we are soliciting for fun. But right now, as we speak, and I'm sure you are aware, they are about going about now asking people to donate money for their
begging. They are begging for money, not just soliciting for funds. They are begging.
So you can see the inconsistency there. Anyway, Uche, let me give room for others to call. Thank you, and keep on keeping on. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we must not relent. We must not prevaricate. There is no retreat. There is no surrender. There is no intention to do so. And so shall it be. The powerful antidote against detractors and gossipers is to continue to do what we are doing and to consolidate on the gain so far. We are everywhere and the world is listening. The caller on phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, am I speaking with Uche? Uche Mefo?
Right, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to make a critical point on this issue.
What is your name?
My name is Austin Ago. I'm from Aguata in Aguata local government in Anambra State. Amu is in particular.
Yes.
In Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to make a point. I've been following the conversation and the Biafran organization worldwide diaspora. But there is a point I want to make. Look at it today. I watch PDP, them, the Apple, and their supporting of Goodluck Jonathan as of yesterday, before yesterday, throughout the week, the South, the Southeast, even the Masaw, even the Apoga, yesterday or 2 days ago, they were supporting Goodluck Jonathan. Then we the Biafran, which was the support we have in our homeland? Nothing. So what are we even looking on to? We look at it today. All we see today is about politics. Then what are we even pursuing on when our even all the people we even need their support, they're even supporting the political parties in Nigeria when we don't have even a single front? Look at Arewa today. The outside, the...
My brother, you don't have a front.
If you don't have a front,
I'm asking you. You said we don't have a front.
We don't have a front.
I have a front. I don't know whether you don't have.
Which front we have?
I am not here to tell you the front I have. You have to look around and feel what you're feeling around you, see what you're seeing around you, and then advise yourself.
From what we have as of the moment in Nigeria, considering 2015, we don't even have a single front. So what are we pursuing?
Who are we? Who are we? Who are you referring to?
We, the Igbos. Okay, let's call
you, the Igbos. I'm a Biafran.
Okay, let's call it Igbos, Anambra, Enugu, whatsoever. I saw it on TV. The from the Apoga organization.
What are you talking about even? You're talking about Nigerian politics or what? I don't understand.
Of course, if you don't talk about politics in Nigeria...
No, I am not talking about politics. This is the wrong platform. You can contact APGA and PDP and IPC.
Then what are we, Biafran? What are we chasing on?
Biafra restoration is what we are chasing. Biafra restoration is where we are going. Go to APC and PDP platform and ask them what the Igbos are looking for. We are Biafrans.
Yeah, we Igbos are looking for Biafran, right.
Biafra is not Igbo. Okay?
You can't say that Biafra are not Igbo.
Biafra, I said Biafra is not Igbo.
Average
I cannot
average
say
Biafra. 95% of Biafrans are Igbo. Count it now. First, count if you count the whole state that make up Biafra.
So what you're saying is Biafra is Igbo. You are wrong, and I don't want to. 90%, whether it 90, is, no matter what percentage it is, Biafra is not Biafra is not synonymous with Igbo.
Uche, 90% of Biafrans or 90% of Biafrans are Igbo.
No.
Anybody that calls you today in Radio Biafra station,
you cannot disrupt this program, my friend.
Average of them.
We have other calls to take. Go to APC platform and PDP platform and preach to them.
I'm not talking about APC.
Then
PDP
talk about Biafra. This is Biafra platform.
You haven't started. If you can front yourself in our
You don't know what you're talking about, I tell you. This is Biafra Restoration Project, and we are marching ahead, judging from where we started.
Of course, we are on Biafra Restoration.
The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Stupid.
The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Ume Clinton. Hello? Can you hear me?
Ume Clinton, for the benefit of our listeners, give us where you're calling from.
I am calling from Biafra land. Enugu to be precise.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and make your point.
Uche Mefo, I am not happy with you anchoring this program this night. First of all, two of our ladies spoke earlier on and they hammered on a direction. Uche Mefo, that is the direction we ought to be going to right now.
Do you want to come and direct?
I don't want to come and direct, but I am saying that what we should be talking about now is how do we get Biafra. This is not
then,
the time
then
for...
You said you are not happy with me, and I'm not happy with you as well. Can you make your contribution, please, and let me take other calls?
My contribution is that the calls that have been taken are irrelevant. One. Two is that we are in the face of extinction and we are speaking grammar on Radio Biafra Facebook page. We are facing danger and what all we are saying is that we are formidable. That is not what I need. What I need is for people to call on air and tell me that London have completed their own fault. What I need is that Australia have completed their own fault. I'm not calling on air to tell us we are doing this or we are doing that. That is not what we need. They set a date for this next program, but that is not what we are getting. What we need right now is how do we get Biafra in the shortest time possible? What we are doing right now is irritating. Uche Mefo, I am a Biafra land. Biafra land is under a siege. It is not as if we are not working, but our work is not enough. If we get at this pace, our sister was saying 2 weeks as I heard over the broadcast, 2 weeks is too hard. Today, Sahara reporters are reporting that Boko Haram was being attacked by Nigerian Air Force fighters. So we are not even understanding the gimmicks on the ground. And our people will post on Facebook and be snapping and be snapping. That is irritating. What we need is how do we act? We are jokers.
My brother, I need to respond to you. I think you are making a point, but you are muddling it up.
I am angry.
You can't displace the aggression to me, okay?
Uche, I am not displacing the aggression.
Go to Facebook and stop those who are making comments. I don't know what you're talking about. If you want to make a contribution towards progressive effort we are making, make your contribution. But don't misplace aggression. If you are aggrieved, if you are not happy with me or something like that, channel it the appropriate way.
Uche Mefo, I am not angry with you.
But you said it here. You
said I said I am not happy the way you anchored this program this night. That's what I said.
Why are you not happy?
Why I'm not happy is because there was a motion that was set at pace. That is what I expected us to run into. What we need right now, this is the second phase, and what we need, as our sister, our two of us almost crying.
Clinton, Ume, I will oblige you this. I will dedicate this line for you. Can you stay on and host the program? We are taking other calls. I will take another call and then direct it. With all pleasure. Stay on the line. We have callers.
I'm on the line.
The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the phone, are you? Sorry, on Skype. The caller on Skype, give us your name. Just hold on. 1 minute, please. Hold on. Yes, give us your name again and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Prince Darlington Chibike Okoli. I am calling from Dakar, Senegal. I am from Enugu Mako in Ogunleye government area, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, make your point, please.
Thank you, Uche. I called because of the last caller, and I disagree to agree with his anxiety over you. Everybody is angry, nobody is happy with the situation of things down there in Biafra land. Our sister Choma Amaralis and Ebere and Iboago, they called and they have spoken to the world, and the world heard them. We understood the whole situation, and they say that the barking dog does not do anything, but a silent dog can kill even a lion. That this guy here and start shouting on you, calling you Uche Mefor, I am not happy you are anchoring this program this night. I agree with him. He does manners, and he have no impetus to speak to you in that manner.
He that is man on the me. Line because he is hosting this program from this moment on. I oblige him.
No, Uche, listen, let me tell you something. He is trying to express himself, his feelings, but he is doing it in a wrong way. His first statement is what pissed me off. I know that the whole world is listening to my voice this moment, and I believe that a lot of people will also disagree to agree with him. He doesn't have any impetus, any audacity to say that he is not happy you are anchoring this program this night. Who is he? Who gives him authority to speak to you in that manner?
Yeah, he wants to make a point because the ladies have spoken.
No,
Clinton is still on the line.
No, Uche, it is not the way to speak to someone like you. I respect you a lot. I respect Imam Mezu. I respect every indigenous people of Biafra working for us, all our coordinators worldwide. I respect each and every one of them because what you are doing is not easy. For anybody, if you like, Judge Bush, call Radio Biafra to say that he is not happy for you to anchor this program this night. That person, if I use a forced language to him right now, I don't know how it may sound. But let me reserve my last comment. But he should not call in to tell you that he is not happy that you're anchoring this program because he cannot do it. What you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafra, he cannot do it. Everybody is angry. Choma Amaralis has spoken so eloquently well, and Ebere Chukwuanibuogo has spoken also. And what we need to do as men is to go into action, keep planning our way, and to make sure that we get what we want to get our land back. For me, I am going home soon. In the nearest weeks, I will be in Biafra land to face everything that I'm supposed to face as a Biafran. If I die trying to get Biafra, I will know that I died a just death. I know that my children will live to enjoy what I've died for. Not for someone to come here and directing you, telling you what to say and what not to say. It is your duty. You are the pilot of this Radio Biafra this night, and you have every right to direct it the way you want. You are not going to do the talk for the people who call in. Everybody who calls in have his own opinion, and his opinion must be respected. We are all entitled to our own opinion individually. Somebody may call now, he may not even talk about this issue, he may bring up a topic that we have discussed like 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, and you cannot shut him up because it is his right. We are trying to get Biafra doesn't mean that people who call in cannot air their own view. Like one day, I think last 2 weeks, somebody called in and said that anybody who is calling Radio Biafra without talking about contributing the phone, and if it's not one of us, that the person should not call. I called in to tell Nnamdi Kanu that this person who called now should mind his mind when he speak, because there are people who started listening to Radio Biafra this morning. Some people started listening to Radio Biafra yesterday. Some people started, even as I'm speaking to you right now, somebody is listening to Radio Biafra. So if that person have the urge to call in and contribute, his contribution may go a long way, getting Biafra more than him that has been there for long, making noise. So what I'm saying in a nutshell is this: I am not happy with that last caller. Let he go and sit down somewhere, because he cannot be the captain. You are the captain. Wherever you drive this ship is where we are going with you. But we should also remember that what the women from Biafra land talk about is truth. So we should also look towards that direction. But not for him to say that he's not happy for you to anchor this program. That is my contribution. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother. I will go to the line now to take a call from Barrister Imambezu. Barrister Imambezu is joining this program now. Barrister, you're welcome to this program.
Thank you, Uchumefo. Am I coming out clearly?
Yes, Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Uchumefo. Good evening. Good evening to all dear friends, wherever you are, those who are still calling in and those who are still on hold, and those anchoring the program with Uchumefo. I thank all of you with all the views and all your comments. Uchumefo, please don't laugh. This is our engineer, deputy director of Radio Biafra. Fellow dear friends, I have to direct something here. Darlington, please, Darlington from Senegal, I heard your voice. You are one of us. Please, whatever we do here on Radio Biafra is in response to what our callers are making out, and we have to respond accordingly. Uchenefo is the deputy director of Radio Biafra. We don't have anybody else like Uchenefo. Just like we don't have anybody else like Director Nnamdi Kanu. If Uchenefo decides not to even take anybody's call, it is his prerogative. This man brought out his life, his time and dedication to serve the offerings. My brother, your anger should not be levied on Uchenefo. By the way, I don't know if you've made your own contributions into the restoration of Biafra. You see, all we do here is voluntary. The reason why we do it is because we love Biafrans. I suppose not to make this call, but how Uchenefo, the deputy director, the engineer, is receiving this slack, I do not like it. Because this guy does not sleep. He wakes up before any individual. Some kind of respect supposed to be accorded to him. Fellow Biafrans, it's good, of course, they say talk is cheap. But there must be some level of tolerance, some level of respect, and of course some level of endurance in whatever we do. Uchenefo is the deputy, I repeat. He directs this program the way he wishes. If I tell him, Uchenefo, please put it this way, I will even tell him that in secret. Because if I put it in public, he might decide, say, no, sorry, Barrister, I'm not going to put it that way. You want it. This is the way I want it. And that is the way we go. Because he's the one at the control room. If he sees it the way he wants to. So please, when you call Radio Biafra, we give you audience. And also give us audience. Do not be so rude. Do not be so upcoming. Say whatever you want to say. We debate. We give everybody the platform to argue your own case, providing you've got that particular evidence to argue with. What Uchenefo would not want is distraction or anything that looks a bit divisive. Because he has to correct you. Just like my brother who called about 3 callers away, telling him about 90% of Biafra is evil. No, my brother. We have
all sorts of people, anyway. You have people in Calabar, you have people in Akwaibo, you have people in Anyocha, you have people in the Cross River, you have people in Bogoma, Tegema. They are all Biafrans. The reason why you was mentioning it was because we are higher in population, nothing else. That does not make us to be the mantle holder of Biafra. No. We are high in population. You have a lot of Biafrans who are not Igbo. That is why we speak English. If this was an Igbo organization, we would have been speaking Igbo. But because this place is a central platform, English is not our language, but we chose English so as to bring all of us together. So follow the efforts, please. Even the Bible says respect authority. But when you have an authority that is victimizing you, you don't have to, because that authority is victimizing you. Biafra is here for restoration, not actualization. Biafra has already existed long before all of us were born. We are here to restore Biafra. And please let us take it easy. If you have your opinion, lay it here. We will listen to you. And if we are talking, you listen to us. No need talking over me or me talking over you. No. Respect is reciprocal. If you are here on this platform, obey our principal argument here. I listen to you, listen to me. Please, listen to Uchenna, for he's the deputy director. I'm not. He is the engineer. I'm not. Can you see how quiet he is while I'm talking? And when he wants to talk to me, I'm supposed to remain reticent. Fellow dear friends, I always thank you for all your support and all your assistance. I still have to ask you to please give us the audience. We will give you the audience. I love everybody as far as you will be a friend. I love people of the world. But when you victimize my people, I will not like you. Because I believe in the goodness of mankind. I believe in love, equity, and justice. This is the particular principle where Biafra stood on. Live and let live. Do not kill anybody. And because we don't kill you, which means I'll put this back to you. Thank you this evening.
Thank you, Barrister. And of course, we have Clinton Umeh still online. Clinton, I want to ask a question. How is the indigenous people of Biafra doing where you are? And how is Biafra Defense Fund?
Uche, I will answer you, but let me say something, please.
No, I asked a question. I gave you audience. Can you answer me, please?
Uche, you got me all wrong. But I was never attacking you. Heaven knows my heart.
Clinton,
please.
Yes, I heard what you said. I asked a question. How is indigenous people of Biafra doing where you are? And how far with the Biafra Defense Fund? What is happening with that?
It is the same attitude everywhere. Now.
And what have you done about it where you are?
What I have done.
Yes.
Uche, I know I am doing my best.
What have you done?
Uche, please, I don't want to go that line. Please.
Okay.
I am telling you this night, okay, fine. My approach was wrong. Apologies. I apologize if my approach was wrong. It was wrong.
It is not necessary for you to apologize for anything.
It is necessary.
You have your right, and I have my right as a Biafran. You have your right as a Biafran. I'm just having a discussion with you. We are co-hosting this program.
Uche, I never meant to attack you, because I was not even attacking you. My point was the digression. I was not attacking you. Heaven knows that. I was never attacking you.
And I'm saying that we are co-hosting this. I oblige you. There is nothing preventing you from cutting you off. We are taking calls here, and this is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are having discussion. It's very important. that you brought up the issue of Biafra Defense Fund and everybody must oblige. Let us have discussion about it. I ask a question. What is happening there? You say you're trying your best. How best is your best? What is happening exactly? I'm not telling you to tell me how many people contributed money or something like that, but what is actually happening? What are we doing as individuals and as group? And what in particular have you done where you are to change the status quo?
Uche, I am running out of data.
Okay.
I'm running out of data. But I want to please tell you this. You got me.
Clinton, I am asking a question. We are having a discussion. You are digressing and you are derailing this program. Have you finished? I mean, you finished with hosting with me this evening?
Uche, I was never hosting with you.
Please. So answer my question then. I oblige you. You are on this platform. The world is listening.
Uche, please. If we are co-hosting, as you said, we are not. You are the host.
Okay, you don't want to.
Huh?
You don't want to host the program with me.
No, I never intended doing so. I never said
But you came up to tell us what should be discussed and what shouldn't be discussed.
That was not what I meant. Uche, what I meant is this. What we should be talking, about.
No, Killington, you have said it before. You have said it. And I'm saying, we are co-hosting this program. Why don't we take calls?
Why don't we do what? Uche, please.
Why don't we take calls? Or are you tired of hosting this program this evening?
Uche, I am tired. Please. I apologize. I am tired.
I wish you well. And be your best. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are reaching from London. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, Uche, sorry, I called back. This is the same president in TBK Okolie who called before. Uche, I want to chip in one or two things before I go. I'm sorry if I'm disturbing because I know many other people are also calling Radio Biafra at the moment.
Yeah, what is it you want to say?
Thank you. Your question to the last caller that called before I called is very, very clear. And as you can see, he cannot answer that question. The question is very clear, is crystal clear. And he cannot answer it because, as Nonemi Emuonu Abayo, when someone knows that he has done something wrong, I mean, the other person doesn't have any word to back up his action. And if, as you can see, his voice is changing. He is trying to apologize, but he don't know how to come out about it. Listen, Uche, leaders are born. Leaders are born. Afonamu Onye Isinabueze, Adaze Azo. This man, if he is co-hosting this program with you and he is using this kind of tone on you, I wonder if he is Nnamdi Kanu that the whole world is attacking. People will call Nnamdi Kanu and insult him and attack him and tell him a sort of nonsense. I wonder what claim to remain or what you call his name, what he could have been doing to people or what he could have been saying to people. Listen, brother, what you are doing is service to the indigenous people of Biafra. It is business. It is the business of the whole.
My brother, stay where you are. Stay where you are. I must take this distant call. Stay where you are.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay. I want to say is this. I wanted to contribute based on what our sister Eberi Chukwani Bogo read from Biafra land before our brother came in and they started attacking you. So
my brother, I have. There is no problem with that. Can we move on? You know, can you just make it a bit snappy? Because there are so many callers here, please.
Okay. What I want to say is this. The issue and the problem on the ground in Biafra land now is a very big problem to every one of us. And what I want to say is let everybody stand up and do what he or she can do so that we can go back home and get our land Biafra. Those who can contribute money should contribute out and join, to present themselves on the ground to face this battle, should also do that. That is what I want to contribute. And thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother. That is a brother from Senegal, Darlington from Senegal. Let us get this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Ebere Chukwu Ekwonye. I am from Mbise, but I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Thank you very much, my brother. Before you continue, please, the callers on Skype, we have two lines on Skype here, Radio Biafra 1 and Radio Biafra 2. Please use Radio Biafra 2. So many calls are coming in from Radio Biafra 1. Thank you very much. Go ahead, my brother.
Okay, my brother. Like I stated earlier, my name is Ebere Chukwu Ekwonye. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. But originally, I'm from Mbise. My reason for calling is... I've been following what's been going on Skype today. Please, if anyone doesn't like what they're hearing on air, there is a forum where you can call and, make your complaint and raise the line for others to make suggestions, which is the reason I'm calling. My reason for calling is a way forward to move Biafra forward. One of the things we need to be doing is educate the people about Biafra restoration and to let them know that it is not an evil agenda. Biafra is made up of different ethnic groups, of which some of them I can mention without going into details. If you want to know the makeup of Biafra, I believe Radio Biafra has that on their website. Biafra is comprised of Ibibio, Igbo, Ijaw, and the other ethnic groups. So let's be aware of that when we address Biafra. Let's not make it an Igbo subject or Igbo thing. It is not, an Igbo thing. And also, we must work very hard to distinguish in the indigenous people of Biafra from Masab and Wazirike. Because when I talk to people, when I say Biafra, one of the first things that run into their head is Wazirike, Masab. No, Masab and Wazirike has a very negative bearing in the minds and heart of people. So let's be doing things very frequently, to dissipate that, connotation. Then, next thing I'm going to say is that, every Biafran in diaspora need to apportion a portion of your income towards the restoration of Biafra. If you check here in the United States, the Jewish people, every one of the Jewish people, they found their homeland. And when they are needed by the Jewish state, they give them impromptu notice. They go to them, your country needs you. Your homeland needs you. They don't question it. They jump up, they go, wherever they send them. So, what I'm suggesting here, Mr. Mefor, is for our people not to come here and make noise. If you call Radio Biafra, give us suggestion and tell us what you are doing. Just like my namesake, my sister from Biafra land called, Ebere Chukwu. She called and was crying and pleading with us. This is the way forward. We need for you to make a pledge. Go to PayPal and make your donation. Having said that, another thing is about spreading the message. Tell people you meet on the street, your friends, about Biafra. They ask you, who are you, where are you from, you tell them you're Biafra. Don't tell them you're Nigerian. You know, that's a bad word here in the United States. When you say you're Nigerian, people tend to, you know, link you with fraud and bad government. Tell them you're Biafran. You wear your t-shirt, wear your, what's it called, your Biafra logo. Put it on your every clothes you wear out there. And to identify yourself as that. When you keep on saying that, people will recognize who you are. They identify you by Biafra. You know, somebody said, if you don't say I am, nobody is going to say you are. Once I identify myself as Biafran, next time somebody sees me, he goes, oh yeah, here come the Biafran. You know, that is a good name there. Then another thing is that we should be using the web, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and other sites to spread our message. You know? And so this is my contribution today. And as one question I have for Ucheme is, I went to the website to make a payment. I saw PayPal. I have an account with PayPal. But there is no designation of who to make the payment to in PayPal. Can you give me that information, please?
What do you mean by there is no designation as to who to make the payment to? I don't understand.
On PayPal, if you want to make a payment, you have to make it to either an individual or a company. So I didn't see a name.
What did you see?
On PayPal. It says PayPal. Blank.
The PayPal is blank.
Yes. It says PayPal. When you clicked on it. That you can't click on it. It's just a statement. PayPal, colon, period. That's it. Nothing follows it.
Do you mean there is no PayPal icon there?
I did not see PayPal icons. No, I didn't.
Okay, thank you very much. I don't know about it. Which website did you go to? Which one?
Radio Biafra. You know, the icon on Radio Biafra. You go to Radio Biafra website. I use my smartphone. I went to Radio Biafra website. I saw MoneyGram and all that. It says to make the payment to somebody. You know, there's a name you put down there. But I didn't want to do that. I have a PayPal account. I wanted to use my PayPal account. That way, like Nnamdi Kanu said the other day, you know, PayPal is the best way to make the payment. That way it can be traced, you know, very well. So look into that if you don't have information, my brother. I don't mean to tie down the line.
Yes, I have not looked into that. I will definitely look into that. And of course, all of those who are working on the website, in charge of the website, we will look into that. Thank you for that information.
Yes. Then one last thing, please.
Yes, you must round up for us, my brother, because there are so many callers. Make it snappy, please.
Yes. You know, where I'm calling from, our coordinator here is Ugochukwu Maram in Dallas, Texas. We're doing a lot of things, including the things I have made mention here. We're making contributions. We're doing things here towards the restoration of Biafra. I want to call, you know, inform other people, please, when you call in here, you know, follow, you know, the example I'm giving here, the things we can do to move this Biafra restoration forward, not to call in to argue, and waste other people's lives. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that, my brother, for that. Thank you. We will take another call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Uche.
Hello, your name and where you're calling from for the benefit of our listeners, please.
Innocent. Hi, my name is Jose and I'm calling from London. Hello, dear friends. My name is Jose and I'm calling from London. Just wanted to comment on a few things this evening. First of all, I'll talk about the issue of our people in Malaysia, which obviously we just had a report about Malaysian government, Malaysian authority dealing with our people stealing and looting other people's property. Can you possibly tweet about it? And just write, but we've put out a couple of tweets as well on our social network, their Facebook. If you can just copy the tweet and just tweet and just share the news all over, just make it get viral if you can, really. And but if you can't write over, just copy the ones I've written down already, and that would. We can voice our opinions out. And also, we're talking about the breaking news I'm just getting right now, that Boko Haram is retaliating taking over Borno State. And we're here just talking like we're really joking, but why are we not joking? The point is our people is left to our people as a nation, as a people, to defend themselves and not wait for anyone. You're clearly saying it. That is, Zoo is totally failed, and they continue to fail on a daily basis, and they continue to crumble. And if they can battle Boko Haram, they're losing their territory to them. And the next thing is to come to our territory, and what we're going to do as a people. We can't keep talking and talking. Talking doesn't make no difference. The only thing we can do as a people is to rise over that is necessary to do. I really love that quote and said, don't say if I say you. Honestly, I really can't even say the name because the name really sounds shish. So I'm sorry to use this word. It's not allowed in the radio, but it sounds really, really, really annoying. And I just can't really resonate with that name at all. It's just it doesn't work for me. And I just hope other people see it that way. I'm a BFN and continue to put. And that, your BFNs, and BFNs will be, and I hope the rest of the people will continue, will come out and declare themselves BFNs as well. And not just that, and also support all the BFNs as well, while we get our country. And not just come on the radio and start blaming each other and start talking to each other about if it's professional or not, or how we've been handling the issue. Yeah, we do understand the people, everyone has got an opinion, but most importantly is for us to realize that the breaking news at the moment that says Boko Haram has taken over the Borno State and Maiduguri. So it's left for us as the BFNs, are we going to let them take over our land? It's not left for the BFNs to decide and say, we want to let them take over our land or not. Thanks, Uche, for letting me speak to BFNs again today. And I hope BFNs stay cool.
Thank you, Gozie. Yeah, thank you, Gozie. That's a wonderful one. I mean, very informative news you are giving us right now. If Boko Haram has taken over Maiduguri, the Borno State capital, this is still in line with the agenda, and they are coming down. If we cannot secure our land, if we cannot do tangible things on the ground to secure our land, to defend our land, to defend our people, there will overrun us. And Gozie, I also thank you for the Twitter information you're giving us about our brothers in Malaysia. And remember tomorrow, I don't know whether you're going to help us to do some
Tomorrow, obviously, tomorrow we will be putting up the constant update on Twitter. We'll be constantly updating the Twitters, then it's not going to be the same message as usual, or right. The message is just going to constantly be updated, and just find out, follow on the trends, and retweet what other people retweeted as well, not just the ones you find there. Customize messages if you can't read it. The messages will constantly be changed every hour, maximum of 2 hours. We'll change the messages around, and then you get a new message as well. Just constantly keep changing the messages and keep passing it around, and hopefully the whole world will hear our voice. So we'll keep pushing on and never give up.
Thank you very much, Gozie, for the wonderful work you are doing for the Biafran people and for Biafra indeed. And may God continue to bless you, bless the family of indigenous people of Biafra and your team. Tomorrow is Twitter Tuesday, and we are going to focus our attention on Malaysian authorities. The Malaysian government is willfully molesting the Biafran people in her territory, and we cannot just stand idly by while our own are being massacred or being treated like animals. We must remind the Malaysian authorities that they also have Malaysians on Biafran territory, and that if we go to to revenge, or rather try to treat them back the way they are treating us, they will not like it. It is going to be explosive, and it is not going to do anybody any good. We are going all out for and against, all out for our people tomorrow, and against the Malaysian authorities, to let them know that we are the indigenous people of Biafra, and that we are the citizens of Biafra. We are the owners of the government and land of Biafra, and we are God's own people. We do not treat strangers badly in our land, and as such, we will expect others to treat us likewise. What we will also make clear is that we will not defend criminality. Those who are going to Malaysia or any other country to commit crimes, we will not be able to defend you, but you must stand on the path of truth. Immigration rules are not God's own rules. Immigration rules are written by somebody or a group of people and enforced. And so, if our people are on the territory of another country, we understand they are categorized as strangers or aliens. And the laws of God is universal. Treat people the way you want them to treat you. But if you go to another land to start making trouble, then they will treat you as a troublemaker. But where our people are legitimately pursuing their day-to-day affairs, and the authorities in Malaysia or any other country willfully want to make them scapegoats, we will say no, because we are a people. And just like their citizens have rights, we also have rights to exist. We cannot be bombed out of extinction in the zoo called Nigeria, and when we are on exile, our host country, who are supposedly going to be more sympathetic towards our cause, are maltreating us as well. It is a symbiotic kind of relationship. If you do good to us, we do good to you. The Malaysian authorities and the entire world are being put on notice that Biafrans are a group of people, and they are the people of God. We are the people of Biafra, and we have not all been bombed out of extinction. We are still alive, and we must defend ourselves. Tomorrow is Twitter Tuesday, and every indigenous citizen of Biafra is expected to tweet at least once and more, and until your Twitter account gets blocked or suspended by Twitter. That is the only time when you will know that you've done something. Otherwise, we will continue to gossip and to bitch around. And there is absolutely no time for that at this particular point in time. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. No. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Uchemefo.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Your name, where you are and where you come from, please.
My name is Mr. Nzeri Belwondo. I hail from Umuezawon in Imemban non-local government, Imo State, in Biafra land. I am calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and make your point.
Thank you very much, Uchemefo, for the time you have given me to speak. I want to thank you once again for the good work you are doing, and I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will continue to bless you more and more in Jesus' name.
Amen. And you too.
Thank you very much. I want to make a contribution to today's program in the sense of the news that we read today on what is happening in our land, Biafra land. You know, our sister Rita Nubogo have said it all, because she knew she's there and she wears the shoe. She knows where the it hurts her most, and that's where most of all Biafra land. We might not know what she's saying. It might sound as if there's nothing happening because your own parents have not said it all. Because your parents don't know what is happening. Our sister Rita Anubogo, she's like, she has been in diaspora. She knew what Nigeria is all about. She knows what happened in Nigeria. Because our parents do listen to Radio BCA and the Heartland. We are nothing, no news is given. They only tell them what Rochas did, how good Rochas is, and how good Carlo, Ojoza Carlo is. That is what the radio feeds them. And they don't know on earth what is happening. And our sister, Neta Nebogo, she knows everything happening in Nigeria because she sees it in different way. From how our people are seeing it. So I am using this opportunity to call on our people to wake up before we overruled in bloody night. The things has gotten out of hand, and now we are on the struggle about the money for the equipment to meet our enemies, because you cannot meet your enemies with a bare hand, or else you'll be a victim, or you'll be victimized. Here in Dakar, Senegal, here in Senegal, we have shared our own fund. Our own fund, we have shared it per each person, each Biafran citizen. Each Biafran citizen, as far as you are at age, you are here in diaspora, you are above 18 years, you have to give us the sum of $200 in dollars, or you have to go to pay it in the bank, which the bank name will be announced very soon, which is the money in CIFA here is 100,000 CFA. You go to the bank and you pay in your own, and they come back with the receipt so that your name will be put down, because this is a straightway name to heaven. Once you are paid for this fund, your name has been written on in the book of life, because Biafra is life. Biafra is life. The money that we spend in churches hereabout will not bring us to where we are going. Biafra is the life we are seeking for. If you must spend your money, let it be judiciously. That is spending it in Biafra. Now, 100,000 CFA is not a big money. A big money also, but I know we Biafrans, we are formidable, and since we are, our quest is just, I know Chukwu Abiyama will provide the money for those of us that don't have, so that we will pay up on this struggle and meet our enemy on the point. So what I am trying to say is this: every Biafra here in Senegal listening to my voice, please, even if you don't come to meeting, even if we don't know where you are, you don't even know us, where we stay, where our meeting holds, you can simply, once the name is mentioned on the radio, the account name and number, you can simply go there and pay in your own 100,000 CFA. Not mandatory that it should be 100,000 CFA. If you have above, like the day the money was announced on our meeting, some people gave $500, which is $400 above the amount mentioned, $300 above to the amount mentioned. And he said he's going to give Biafrans $500 while we are looking for $200 per head. So this is a kind of a good start, and this is the time we know the people that have Biafra at hand. at heart, because some people are out there talking whatever they want, like people in Nigeria that don't know what is happening. They will call and start messing up around. We are not looking at them. We here in diaspora, we know where it hot at most, because sometimes we know how we live here. Here is West Africa, but sometimes we know how we live. We are being treated as if we are virus ourselves. We are being treated and maltreated as if we are nobody, while we are the children of the heavenly God, which is improper. Improper.
Yes, my brother. Yes, just try and make it snappy. There are so many calls. We are getting the message, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, HMFO. So what I'm trying to say is this. It's time we know who is a Biafra, a diehard Biafra. We people here in Dakar, Senegal. We people in Senegal. It's time to prove our power and our might that, yes, we are formidable, like director used to say. So this is all I want to say this night. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Mr. HMFO, and continue the good work. The God, our Lord, is by your side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Oh, hello. Good morning from Malaysia.
Good evening from London.
Yeah, this is Elisha Michael.
Yes, right.
Hello.
Elisha, go ahead. For the benefit of our listeners, please. Do the normal rituals, please.
Okay. I greet my fellow Biafran all over the world. Uchemefo, what I want to just comment on, I really want us to reason with our beloved brother, Clinton Umne. He was angry.
My brother, I won't let you. Please, do you want anything? Do you want to contribute anything? Please.
Okay. The only thing I want to talk again is that our people should wake up for the second phase we are in right now. That our people back home are complaining and asking us for our own financial help to salvage our own land. It is enough time for us to start contributing our money to make sure that this second phase will be carried out as we planned it. Enough of much of all this talking advice and whatsoever. The Radio Biafra International Directorate have every strategies to get our land back. All we are just asking for people to come up with their finances so that we can carry out our strategies. This is the land the Almighty God has given to us. And in this land, we will get everything we want as a human. That is my comment. Uchemefo, I have a complaint to make based on the post I made regarding to Clinton Ume. Clifford Iranian has banned me on the Radio Biafra page just because I blocked him due to the comment he made on my post. Please, I will ask the International Directorate for him to disband me so that I'll be able to comment on the Radio Biafran page. I didn't do anything. I don't know my crime. Why Iranian will ban me on the Radio Biafran page? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Your comment is appreciated on the issue of banning on Facebook and things like that. I do not have direct influence on that. There we have dedicated team of admins there, and they know what they are doing. I will suggest that you make that complaint directly to the admins. I think you know them. If you don't know them, let us know. But the issue of Facebook banning and things may not be treated here on this broadcast. I understand what you're saying. Everybody heard it. But let us make this complaint through the appropriate channel. Thank you very much.
Okay.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. and we are reaching you from London, and the caller on the phone, can you give us your name and where you're calling from? The caller on the phone, hold on. Can you give us your name once again and where you're calling from, please?
My name is Patricia Chaloku. Okay.
Yes, Patricia Chaloku.
You want me to speak now? Okay. My name is Patricia Chaloku from London.
You're from London?
Yeah, from London. Richard, I thank you so much.
Are you a Biafra?
I'm a typical Biafra.
And you're from
Biafra
London?
Flag. Yeah.
Where do you come from in Biafra land?
I'm from Ogbachukwu.
Now you come. You are calling from London.
In Biafra land, I'm from Ogbachukwu, Anioma State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
In Biafra land.
Go ahead and make your point, please.
Oh, first of all, I greet you so much, and I thank you for all the program you've been handling, all the challenges that you have been, how they come, you attack them, and you answer them. I would like to say one thing. What you are doing, I like it. When people that doesn't even know what they speak, they want to attack us, please, if you don't have any answer, off the phone. Off the, you know what I'm saying. Because sometimes most of them talk rubbish. All these women, rapper, they will pick up the phone and call and talk all crap they want to say. When they will feed them with government money, they will come and talk any rubbish they want to talk in Radio Biafra. I've been listening years to years. I've been following, and I've been part of them, you know, things they have to do in Radio Biafra. I come out. The first day, they bombed me during the war, but the first day I heard about Radio Biafra, I was going, I went with my children. And the little that time they say they are donating gadgets, something you have, you know, you have to donate. I took what I bought that I didn't use. It's not an old one, new. I just say okay, with my friend brother Ifani. He knows what I'm saying. You know, I took it. I said let's go. That day we saw Nandi. I said, I never heard about Biafra before. He just came to preach Biafra to me. My body was shaking, everything of me. I wasn't myself. So when all these men call, all these imbecile, all these stupid men, they just pick Biafra and call blah, 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 and say something. People that women are feeding, people that cannot even talk to their wife and to sit down, they pick Radio Biafra and speak nonsense. I am warning them. We are coming. We are coming. And we will get to them. So, another one, the man that called La, that was saying, but I was happy. You know what you did? You off the phone. And him. Which I was so happy. So I will go now to greet Nandi and Caro Monde. Caro, I pray for you every night and day. I wish our Biafra women could be as strong as you are. I know God has given you, he said, one man. It takes one man to destroy. And it takes one person to amend. So this night, God has brought you, not now that I'm speaking, but from the day I saw you, I know, Biafra, we will achieve what we want. If one man can create Biafra, one woman can amend it. I don't have much to say. I don't like talking too much. I like watching people. Let them say, let me watch. But I stand. In everything I do, it's Biafra. In my shop, it's Biafra. I speak when they say evangelize. I have spoken to Biafra women more than 30. They don't want to come. They don't want to come. They just want you to suffer. That's why I said, I bought my tickets. Can you, I've supported Biafra struggle. He said, I want to buy this thing for my children. I said, okay, we were about fighting. But I just cooled her down. I said, it's okay. When Biafra will come. Because Biafra will come. Surely. All this nonsense. When all these men, they talk. Rubbish.
Yes, Biafra must come.
Biafra.
No matter what.
God has shown me. From the day I saw Nand, I never attend any meeting. My regards to him. And his family. And his little boy. He knew what I'm saying. The little boy is our son.
Yes, and I say amen on his behalf.
Yeah. When Biafra is coming, so all this crap they are saying, if they like, they dance from here to Jerusalem, they bring every money they have, Biafra is coming. My people doesn't want to support Biafra. They don't. We say, do you know what they do? Tell me. Part of whom was in the way. You could understand it. I spoke in our language. Well, I say every day, you know, because I know the truth. And their eyes and their mouth and everything is blind. Until God, you see, Pastor Chris Oyakilome, what happened to him? I saw it in January. Three of my friends will confirm what I'm saying today. And the day I saw Nandi, God reveal everything. No weapon shall fashion against him. They are just joking because Biafra, we don't get that. Uche, make I not talk too much. Make I not go begin leak secret. Biafra, we don't get that. We don't get and finish. The war, everything, our people, that our nyash. God bless you, you people, Sebo, and God bless you, and God bless Carol Mandy.
Thank you.
I pray for her every day and night. God should strengthen her. I remember there's one thing I want to say. When a woman cries,
make you
sleep. Argentina. My love for Argentina, a woman cried. She sang a song and said, for Argentina. A woman fought. A woman fought. I greet Carol for her, what she's doing for Biafra.
Carol is great.
Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you very much. And I must not let you go without saying that I love this name, Chaloku.
Chaloku.
Udodilegi. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And we are approaching the closing of this program. The caller on phone and on Skype, please call back and we will take your calls. take this call. Let us take this call. The caller on Skype. The caller on Skype. Radio Biafra Skype 2. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Ugochukwu Uzokwelu. I'm from Agbuzi Igbo in Anambra, Anambra State, Biafra. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and make your point, please.
I've been a follower of this program for a long time. I just want to thank the host, Uche, Junior Uche Mofo, and also director, Nandi Kanu, and all our fellow Biafrans, especially those at home, Ebele Chukwu and Ibogo, and Chuka Bosa, Chiama Marilis, Osita, Okeke, and others, and also Carol Monday, that whatever we are doing, we should not ever let the fire to burn down. We have to keep up fighting, keep on doing what we are doing. It's not going to be easy, but we have to keep the spirit high. We have some distraction from everywhere. I know what we are here in Dallas, we go through, we just had meetings, we have meetings monthly, and we also evangelize. Our people, they don't get it, they don't know who they are, and they don't know what is going on and what is coming after us, but that goes back home. What Boko Haram is doing is not a child's play. The people, some of us want us to take action, but we don't have anything to go about with it. Some people are good in talking, but when it comes to action, they will not do nothing. Most of us have not even contributed anything to this struggle. They say that talk is cheap. When it comes to doing something, they all shy away. But I'm trying to make us, those who are diehard Biafrans, to keep the spirit high, that we should keep doing what we are supposed to do. Like, look at, I'll take instance, look at what happened when Biafra was declared in 1967. The Nigerian government, with help of the World, Britain and others, fought us. But now, look at what Boko Haram is doing, having their own caliphate, taking some areas in Nigeria, the zoo they call it, and then nobody, the president can't even do anything. The military, they're running away from the soldiers, which is very bad. But that will not stop us, because when we start our own, I hope they will not intervene, because we have to fight till we finish. This is all I have to say for now. Thank you, Uche, and keep on doing good. I like what you are doing. It's not easy, but we have to keep on. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for that. Of course, Boko Haram is wreaking havoc, but Nigerian government has no response. Rather, they're running away. Indeed, Boko Haram membership is from the Northern Hausa Fulani soldiers who are in Nigerian military. And Nigerian government has no response because the North controls the infantry division. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We will take this call from the phone. The caller on Skype, we are coming to you. Please hang on. The caller on phone, your name and where you're calling from, the caller on the phone.
Well, good evening. Which is my phone? My name is Victor Ukebu. I'm calling from Abuja. I'm a coordinator in Abuja. I thank you so much. I thank you so much for the podcast you're holding this night. Why I'm calling is because of our people in Abuja here. I've been coordinating Abuja for a long time. I want to come join this video to go to our people in Abuja. Many of them are hearing my voice. A lot of them are listening to the broadcast. And many of them are away. Now, I've just met you a several times. Each time I call meeting, I will send text messages. Many of them, in my list, I have up to 30 to 40 members. When I send text messages to them, so then I will send, I will call them for the meeting. The minister will come. Maybe I did the meeting, I will send a text message, I will call. Many of them, after 30 or 40 years, 10. I don't know if it's fair, I don't know what's the problem. Okay, now I'm putting this way, even my income, it can contribute that, it can contribute. If I remember, if you are okay with me, if you are okay, you will not call.
Yes. You
can contribute to our defense fund. I don't know what is making our people deal with it in this way. Because it's already affecting us. But it's coming to you. The Boko Haram is coming to you. We can't hide. We can't hide forever. Let come and there's no time for us again. That's why I'm calling you to anywhere you are, you hear my voice, you are hearing my voice and you are hearing notes. Please. Please. Issue of Biafra is not one thing. It's not an issue of one thing. It's a collective effort. Please. Come out. Let us find it once and for all. Don't be afraid. Everybody will die. Nobody will live forever. That's what I want to say.
Thank you very much, my brother, and I urge you to keep on keeping on. Continue to preach the good news of Biafra, irrespective of whoever is involved, irrespective of whether we receive it or not. Preach the good news of Biafra, because Biafra remains in spirit, and wherever that spirit is, there will always be freedom. Biafra is the Spirit of God. And where the Spirit of God is, there will be light and there will be freedom. Let us take this call, and then after that, we will be descending to ending this program. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, thank you for holding.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Uche. I am Anande Uzo from Ikedro in Imo State.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Uche, all I want to suggest my opinion in this Pilier Human Rights Initiative thing. I will say that we don't even have problem in their side, because I have keep on time listening to their radio. They have nothing. They have no agenda. All they always used to do is all the whole thing the director do, or what we do in the radio Biafra here. That is what they're going to copy and put it somewhere.
Copy and copy and copy.
Yeah, I listened to this several times. And I always said to them, why are you copying? And after you start canceling the radio Biafra, why are you pulling from the radio Biafra and coming here and talking nonsense? I always say it to them all the time. And again, I will say, Owazirike is even better than this Believe Human Rights. The reason that Owazirike is spoil show for them. Without Owazirike, this people will have even 419 the Igbos, the Biafrans, very well. The way I see this people, they always mention Edas a cancer. I always say to them, what the means of Edas a cancer? Edas a cancer, the Zeno those who are in the village, the old men, they be this. And I see, okay, I can know the way I'm on the but now the old men, they will be seeing that. Then the goat will be. They'll be down on rope. They won't even do anything. They always make sure Edda is cancelled. So, Uche, I don't want us to be going that way. I will even take that their own this in their own case as if it's my mind. I don't take it as anything. Because I listen to them, I see that they have nothing. They have no agenda. They are trying to. I call this fact as okay. I pretend as if I don't know what's going on. I say, why not you people trying to unite with all this thing? He said, that's what you're trying to do. We are trying to unite, but it's like they don't bear, they don't agree. I asked them, why you people be by the side of this rebel plan? He said, yes, we're all working together. And according to Joyce, one of that man that live in UK there, I don't know what his name, choose something. Yesterday, I went to the Facebook, I saw something that wrote against Carol Monde and the director. I asked him, I wrote to him on the Facebook, I called him to stop doing all this nonsense. I know that he's the enemy of Biafra. I sent my Skype number for him to add me and speak to me. He sent me an UK number to call me. Do you know, after 30 minutes, he blocked my Facebook. And I said, no, I'm going to see my Facebook back. So I don't want all this about this case to be disturbing us. All I want us to do is to focus. Just like our sister called from Biafra land, I'm telling us the detail of what is going on. That's what I want us to be doing. Not to look at all this small rat. Let God help us. Let us help get the AK for seven. Even though it's not a battle, let us go home. I'm here. what the reason why they make me to bring myself, I said, under must, I must go home to fight this. Which let me tell you, out of 100% of people report, 55 needs to die before we achieve this Biafra. That's why I like whenever the director said, we will not like to get Biafra with no violence. My mind always switch. Because without no violence, all these bad criminal people, they will still be in that land. And I tell you, Sudan is being better than Biafra land. So if we should go in violence within this time, at least all these bad people, we can be able to eliminate them. And at least when we have a country, we sit down and enjoy. Not that we have a country, our country it will be more bad than Sudan they are fighting yesterday. Look now, we are calling everybody. Even though here in Senegal, all these people that call themselves honest, they need, what is living for them? Nobody are coming out. But when they see that everything has come out, everything has come to my church tonight, you see them coming out this year with a big stomach. I am this, I am that. None of them want to come out. They would like to come whenever the food is already done. That's what they're like. And start looking for posts. Who I will be the chairman, I will be the elder, I will be the king. That is the only thing they want. They don't want anything. They would like to do, they would just allow somebody, people, at times they used to call and say that we don't have work. They say we have nothing. It's because of we are fighting for this thing. But when we get it tomorrow now.
You are seeing what we are doing all around the world. You are seeing it.
Yes. They are gossiping.
Keep gossiping. See, my brother, I appreciate what you're saying, but I want to say this. That I, for one, personally, I don't underestimate anybody who brings himself within the category of my opponent. Be the Human Rights Initiative and their people are there. They are under my feet. And you know what? I won't give them chance. They will remain there.
I won't give
them chance. This is 21st century. Let them go and mark it. I will not give them chance. Indigenous people of Biafra should not give them chance.
Chance.
We must march. They are on the ground, but we will continue to march them until they are extinct. It's as simple as that.
They are
doing dirty jobs. All these things happening within the Biafra family are orchestrated by them.
Yes, that's true.
They are very good in paperwork. They write letters and send to different offices. They send things on the internet. The only thing I would advise every Biafran is not to leave anybody that write anything or say anything against you. Because if 1 month, 2 months, 1 year passes, it becomes a norm. Biafra Human Rights Initiative has declared a war, and that war must be fought. If there is no war in Biafra, there will be no Biafra.
Yes, I'm with you.
So whether anybody likes it or not,
yes.
There is no peace, and that peace cannot just be gotten anyhow. It must be fought for.
Yes, I'm with you.
People of Biafra, wherever you are, you must stand up. Mulanya, you must be awake. We urge you not to be taken into, or rather, not to be tempted, because these people, they are now inboxing people up and down for whatever meeting they want to have in Spain. There is no meeting, there is no conference that indigenous people of Biafra, in collaboration with Radio Biafra, have called in Spain. That should be next week. I don't know whether it's on the 8th, 9th, or 10th. We do not call for any meeting, and we urge every indigenous citizen of Biafra not to be tempted to go to that meeting. We remain freedom fighters. We are in our own league. We do not cooperate with Nigerian government. We do not obey Nigerian law for one simple reason, that they have continued to kill our people, and they have continued to commit all sorts of atrocities against us, and they have also gone ahead to make sure that our names are wiped out of history book. Nigeria is not the kind of country or establishment that should be fought on dialogue table. We must confront them, and that confrontation has started, no matter how long it takes. Bilia Human Rights Initiative is working with Nigerian police and Nigerian security forces. They have sent a lot of letters about indigenous people of Biafra and Radio Biafra to the Interpol. They have also gone ahead to petition or to give information to Nigerian government about the transmitter that we are all talking about. They have done so. And they are doing all sorts of things to make sure that everything that indigenous people of Biafra is doing come to naught. And that is why we must place them where they belong. They are not friends of Biafra. They are fighting for something else. They are Nigerian citizens, and they are subservient to Nigerian laws, and they are obedient citizens of the zoo called Nigeria. And we do not have anything to do with them. One thing we must do is to continue to do what we are doing and never to relent. They will be coming, they will keep copying, they will continue to fail, and they will never stop. But we will be flying more than ever before. We will be flying as if there is no height. There is no height, no limit on the height with regard to the height we are going to go. Indigenous people of Biafra, you must be awake. They must remain where they are because they have fought the spirit of Biafra. And that spirit of Biafra cannot just go without fighting back. Millions have died. We do not shout Biafra in the morning and in the night embrace Nigerian government. We talk about Biafra in the morning. We talk about Biafra in the afternoon. We talk about Biafra in the night. And so shall it be until Biafra is restored, and no matter how long it takes, the truth must be preached on this platform. And on that note, I must begin the process of ending this program, unless otherwise. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. There are so many callers coming in. The caller on phone, on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Uche Mefo, good evening. From Trinidad and Tobago. My name is Efani Chukwu Obaja. I'm from Anioma land in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to thank you and also to encourage that my sister from Ogwashuku, from Ubuluku, that my sister that called, and that from London. I just want to use this opportunity that also do, the same thing I
do
am
you
going
name
on.
Mrs. Chaloku?
Yeah.
On Achakwaoku, man, on Achoku, I like that. Go ahead.
Yeah. That is how we are. Our women cannot be intimidated. We refuse to be intimidated. That is how we are in nature. So,
it's good.
I'm using this opportunity to thank her very much and also to encourage her not to be discouraged. She should continue to do what she's doing. She should not get tired of telling them about Biafra. The same challenge I am facing here. The same challenge I'm facing anywhere. Our people are so stubborn, especially those from Anioma. They, even in Facebook, in Anioma Voice, in the Anioma and any Anioma forum, they refuse to hearken to the voice of Biafra. Only few of us that are trying to do this thing and try to make them see reason. All they see is that, I always tell them that they call the people across the Niger and Igbo that we are not the real Igbos. I say it's a lie. We are Igbos, we speak their language, our culture is the same. Even when our director, Nnamdi Kanu, came to Trinidad and Tobago. We talked about this also because I told him there is this woman. I am using this opportunity to call on all the indigenous people of Biafra. There is this woman in, he's the one of the coordinator of the Anioma Forum. Call Loretta Onochie. Loretta Onochie, I repeat. She does not want, she is selling the Anioma people to Benin and Yoruba people. She is very mischievous. I don't know if she was given birth by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram man. Anything APC, anything Hausa, if you check her forum, she keep on campaigning for them. That is it. These are the things that is giving me worried. Both of us, we are the same, almost from Onitsholone or whatever. I guess she's from Onitsholone. But she lives in London there. She's even, I think, a writer in one of the newspaper or whatever. But she failed to see reason. She failed to reason beyond her nose. She is selling India and Yoma to Yoruba and Benin, that our origin is from Benin. That our origin, my origin is not from Benin. Maybe her origin, because I am not an Ezechima. I'm not from Ezechima clan. I'm from Ezemu clan. So only the Ezechimas are from the Benin. So they claim, but I don't think, because if her name, if the founder of Ezechima clan is Ezechima, how could Ezechima come from Benin? Anything Benin is not from them. It's just talking. They are just talking rubbish. Please, I'm using the people, this opportunity to talk to all the indigenous people of Biafra, to go to her Facebook and bombard her and make her see reason why we are not Benin. We are not Yoruba. She has gone to Yoruba television call, I don't know whether Lagoon or whatever TV they call it or what, to come on air with one stupid woman, Yoruba woman, telling them that since we are from Benin, and Benin is an Oduduwa, so therefore Anioma is Oduduwa. Talking rubbish on air. Let everybody bombard her, go to her Facebook, anybody she can accept, go to India Anioma, like their page, and even ask, just join their group, and to bombard them, because we have been doing a lot there, and make them to see reason. Everybody, wherever you are hearing me, indigenous people of Biafra, save India Anioma from this issue. We are the Igbos. The spirit of Ekubeku raised in us. Please, thank you very much, Chemeko, and everybody, and God bless you. That is what I want to say. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We will be ending this program in a minute. And unequivocally, we are about to bring this program to an end. But before we do that, Barrister Imamezu will give us his closing remarks. Barrister?
Thank you, Uchemefo. Thank you for this evening. Thank you for this program. It was very, very exciting. I have to thank my brother, Mr. Ubaja. You spoke exceedingly well. You are a true Biafran. You are from, and don't forget the woman. I listened to that particular program you're talking about. Yoruba woman concocted two of our sisters with Igbo names and claiming to be Benin and Yoruba. It's unfortunate, but you are doing a very good job, my brother. And your voice has gone long and wide and far. Well done. You live in Trinidad and Tobago. You acknowledged what we are doing here on Radio Biafra. Continue to bless you, my brother, because even the book of John says, for you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He has set you free, and you're doing your very best to bring your people. Yes, your sister, Chaloku, she's a dedicated Biafran, a beautiful seamstress that does things free of charge for Biafrans. She is also dedicated. Our people are good. Our women are beautiful. I love all our people. That is why I don't want any Hausa fool like Boko Haram to be touching our women, because they're sacred. Our women are very important. They are revered. They are respected. And that is why we need to go back to Biafra land, so that our women will be given the same seat they have always had. Which, if I must tell you this, when I heard that the wife of Abiola was killed on the streets of Ikeja, it shook me, because in Biafra land, you dare not touch a woman. Talk less of killing a woman is an abomination, is very, very atrocious. But what a house of Fulani Boko Haram doing these days, they kill children, they kill women, they pregnant women. We have what we call Nswala. We have the customs that protects, guides, and strengthens our own heritage. The house of Fulani Boko Haram have violated everything, just like Uche Mefo will say, according to Macbeth, that the Yazoo have murdered death. They will never see or have any peace in whatever they do. Biafra was there before them, and Biafra will succeed and survive every elemental forces that has been hedging upon our people, that have been hedging against our people. Biafra must lead, Biafra must stand. The people of Biafra do not give up. Of course, you will find some of you resisting, telling you don't do this, telling you not to do that, but I tell you, we have a very big majority that we will suffice, we will survive, and we will succeed. Everybody should never look back as far as we'll be afraid. Have that spirit of zealousness. Have that spirit of enthusiasm. Have the spirit of boldness. Which, for once again, will tell you, Omero Ifeyemene, nothing will happen.
Things will be constant.
Sorry?
Obujo.
We have to remain constant. According to mathematicians, they will say the word K remain constant, while in reality C is constant, but they put K as constant. Biafra will remain K, constant, as a northern star of whose fixed and resting qualities there are no fellow in the firmament. I bless all of you this evening. We had a very exciting evening with those who are bringing. Even my brother at the end of the day apologized. This is the spirit of the Biafran. When you besiege him and place him to be co-hosting this particular program, he decamped. He apologized. My brother, you are a real gem. You are a Biafran. When you offend your fellow man, just say I'm sorry. That makes you more a superhuman being than when you remain pig-headed. I appreciate your spirit. That is the spirit of a correct Biafran. That is what we preach here. Humility. You are not going nowhere with heaviness. We remain constant, we remain steadfast, we remain Biafra. Nobody will shake us. Nobody will uproot us, because what has been ordained has been ordained. As I always say, we remain votive. Out of our voting ideology, nobody will take us away from our belief. That ideology, that's why we tell them. Boko Haram, nobody can stop them. It's unfortunate. Good luck will leave them alone and start coming to Biafra like to give other. Because those words are very, very docile, very, very quiet. That is why we are being hognogged every time and every day. If we are as active, as volatile as a volcano, nobody will come close to us. But I tell you this, there is something we call metamorphosis. As we are growing old and new ones are coming, we will not remain docile, we will not remain placid, we will remain aggressive, because they have put us to a corner whereby we cannot go nowhere other than to react and go back and pursue whatever is after you. Fellow dear friends, we preach to you here, we learn from you, we teach you all we know. We don't profess to know everything. Once again, Uchenna4 will tell you, we are not, how do Uchenna4 put it?
Barrister, we are not perfect, but we are sincere.
Uchenna4, Mokubua, we are not perfect, but we are sincere. Thank you for bringing me aboard to what I almost forgot. Uchenna4, you are the deputy director. And of course, the dynamic, aerodynamic engineer. Who will fix television and fix radio? Only one man. So, why can't you give him the respect that this guy deserves? Although he doesn't take rubbish, he is a very quiet, cool, calculated human being. But you cannot pass in front of this guy if he brings any rubbish. He will call you back. And that is what we are made of here in Biafra land. This is Biafra in London, and we are taking it back home. Chukwuabiamah bless all of you. I love my people. When I start talking sometimes, I don't even wish to stop. But of course, my mind will say to me, don't overflog issue. Imam Mezu, hardly overflog issue. I will talk quietly, peacefully, and I will leave it there. But of course, there's nobody calling after me. All we are going now is to go to bed. And Chukwuabiamah will bless all of you in your resting places. And those who are waking up, Chukwuabiamah will also guide you to your places of work. You will drive safely. You will walk and go wherever. Chukwuabiamah will protect every individual Biafra. Men, women, especially our women, those who are very vulnerable. I love our women. And I urge every Biafra man to respect their women. With their girlfriend, with their boyfriend. They are our ambassadors. They represent us. They are our mothers. They held us in for 9 good months, locked up, before we came forth. Respect any woman around you, because they are our glory, they are our graces. May Chukwuabiamah once again bless all of you. Therefore, you are the greatest. Chukwuabiamah bless you too. Good night.
Thank you, Barrister, for that. And may God also bless you, bless your family. And our mom, please, please, my greetings to her. And indeed, the family of Biafrans in United Kingdom and all over the world, and without mincing words, I want to say that today has been exciting, as Barrister has put it. Clinton, Ume, wherever you are my brother, and that is how it is. And I must reiterate that we are not perfect. I am not perfect. Nobody is perfect. But sincerity is the hallmark of Biafrans. We are never shying away from what we did or what we stand for, whether good or bad. And that is sincerity in itself. We do not hide in the night to go and negotiate or talk about how to get money from Nigerian government. We rather stand on what we are. We rather stand for what we are. We stand for what we believe in. And that is Biafra. It is good night from London. May God continue to bless us, renew us, revivals, and more importantly, may he restore Biafra. Good night from London once more. Tomorrow is another day. And don't forget that tomorrow also is the Twitter Tuesday, the day upon which we will make conscious effort to let the Malaysian authorities and indeed the world that we are Biafrans once more. They must stop molesting our brothers and sisters living on their territories, because we came from somewhere. We are not terrorists. We are not bad people. We come from a royal background, and we must always defend ourselves. We stand for freedom, we stand for justice, we stand for equity, and we stand for truth. And upon this platform, that truth must continue to be preached.
I see no new cheer about Christmas, you know. I see no be ever na pojala. Man no new cheer ngudo lumpano. I see no be ever me anchano.